Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Welcome back if you're a regular and welcome for the first time if you're new to these. We spend about 5 minutes every single weekday and our hope is to provide encouragement and maybe some next steps in your journey as you seek to follow Jesus and make him the biggest deal in your life. And today, I want to talk about the subject of why so many people are frustrated. Why so many people are frustrated. It seems like there are certain seasons, maybe even ages, that people get to where they're just frustrated and they're trying to figure out what's next. Sometimes it's graduation. Often it's that first job that didn't work out. Sometimes it's on the other side of marriage. I've talked to a lot of people that are young, but frankly, I've talked to many other people that are upper in years that have retired, and they're just frustrated. Their tempers are short. They're just ticked off. And here's one of the reasons why, maybe the biggest reason why so many people are frustrated, and it's this. They don't know why on earth they are on this earth. They don't know why they're here. In other words, they have not discovered their purpose. One of the things that I firmly believe is that we're meant to live on purpose. We're not an accident. We're not an asterisk in God's story. In fact, God himself says that he made us on purpose, that he knows us. Psalm 139 says, like an open book, you watch me grow from conception to birth. He says in Ephesians 4 that he's apportioned gifts to us. So we are made on purpose and we're made for a purpose. But if you don't know what that purpose is, if you drift from what that purpose is, chances are you're frustrated. Chances are you're trying to figure out what is the deal. And so today I want to give you three ways that I believe God reveals his purpose for our life as we discover that and live that out. And the first one is number one, by figuring out our gifts and our passions. Our gifts and our passions. What we believe is that the Bible teaches that the moment of salvation, God has given every believer at least one gift. In fact, if you look at Ephesians 4, starting in verse 11 and ending in verse 13, it talks about the gifts that God has given us, and the reason why he's given them to us is for us to put them to work. And so if you're trying to figure out what is your purpose, why on earth are you on this earth, start asking the question, how am I gifting? And if you've never looked at your spiritual gift, I want to encourage you to download the Sugar Hill Church app and click the spiritual gift assessment button and take the 8 or 9 minute survey that's there, and it will help you begin to look at it, that you could begin to figure out the gift that God has given you. The second way that I think we can discover purpose is not only through our gifts and passions, but also through our life's experience. God can use the ups and downs. He can use the good and the bad. He can use the highlights and the lowlights of our life, and he can use them as part of our story. I think it's so interesting when you read the Bible talks about men and women that weren't perfect. They didn't have it all together, and yet God used them. Romans 12:1 says, so here's what I want to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life. You're sleeping, you're eating, you're going to work, you're walking around life, and place it before God as an offering, embracing what God has done for you, and it's the best thing you can do for him. And then the third thing that God uses, beyond our gifts, beyond our life experience, is that we discover our purpose through the pain in our life. Now, oftentimes, we don't like to think about our pain. Oftentimes, if we could vote on the pain, we would vote against it. But here's what I found, especially in my own life, is that purpose may whisper to us in our comfort, but it shouts to us in our pain. Let me say that one more time. Purpose may whisper to us in our comfort, but it shouts in the midst of our pain. I love what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. He says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our merciful Father. He's the source of all comfort. Have you ever started to consider the fact that maybe the pain in your life wasn't just about you? Could it be that God could reach into that painful moment and pull out something amazing, something that he could encourage somebody else with? Last week, I read an article about this guy that went to a national park in Arkansas, something that he'd done his whole life. And while he was there, he collected different rocks and stones that he saw. And one of the things that he picked up was shiny and it looked pretty cool, but he assumed it was nothing. But later, he found out that thing that he thought was nothing was a 9.1 carat diamond. That thing that he thought was worthless, that thing that he thought was an accident, really could be worth a fortune. You've got gifts, you've got life experiences, you've got pain, and though through those ups and downs, it may not always be fun, there's some value in it. And if you pay attention to those three things, I think you'll begin to become less frustrated and more purposeful. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.